This is the Texas Standard. I'm Joy Diaz in for David Brown. The name Georgia O'Keeffe probably makes the images of giant flowers with layers of color pop into your mind. Or perhaps the images of her famous skulls, the sunsets, the Southwest. But what comes to mind when I say Ida O'Keeffe? Well, for many people, they don't even know that Georgia's sister Ida was an artist in her own right. But that's changing, thanks to an exhibition currently on display at the Dallas Museum of Art called Ida O'Keeffe, Escaping Georgia's Shadow. Here to talk about it is the museum's Associate Curator of American Art, Sue Canterbury. Sue, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
How did you arrive at the decision to put together an Ida O'Keeffe exhibition?
Oh, well, I arrived at that after encountering the first work I'd ever seen by her, which was a lighthouse, the basically second in a series of seven. Mm-hmm. And I spied it at a collector's house here in Dallas. So I inquired further and found out it was by Ida O'Keeffe. And I was really rather stunned, actually.
And did you say Ida who?
I, like everyone else, didn't really realize that Georgia had a younger sister who had painted.
Oh my goodness. So that made you start researching, I'm sure, and looking for other pieces?
Yes, it did. Yes. Because it seemed such an interesting story, then I basically had to look to see if there was enough there to support an exhibition.
And apparently there was.
Yes, yes.
So where did you find her pieces? I'm thinking, you know, at that collector's house. But where else did you find her pieces? Who owns them?
Well, I'd say the majority of individuals who own works by Ida had either, you know, might have inherited them or they had purchased them years ago, but they hadn't really developed collections per se. Some of them I've located through dealers who had sold works of Ida's over the years. And then there were other people who I would not have known to get in contact with, but they contacted me because they saw on the internet that there was going to be an exhibition.
So one of the pieces is variation on a lighthouse theme. And one of the things that I was thinking about when I saw it is that there's also layers of color in her piece. And there's only like three major colors. But it made me think that there are some similarities in the technique the two sisters had. Can you talk a little bit about why that is? Why do they share some similarities?
The thing that I discovered, the art pedagogy that they shared, was a really key factor. And when they moved to Virginia, they both would study with the same teacher. And then when you move forward in time during the teens, they're both working as teachers at various schools. And Georgia goes to Columbia University's Teachers College and studies with this professor named Charles James Martin. And then if you fast forward 15 years, Ida goes to Columbia and studies with the same individual. And the way he taught composition, but also really working with materials, is very similar. And the way that he built forms, the kind of shading that he instructed his students in, is shared by the two sisters.
And yet, Ida is a very, very different artist. So what distinguishes her?
Well, things that distinguish her would be, you know, subject matter, for one. And she's also more experimental. And partly, I mean, if you see the exhibition, you'll notice these early sort of, well, naive works when she first, you know, starts painting. And then she becomes very strong with this lighthouse series, et cetera, and the abstraction in it. But she goes on to do fully abstracted works. And so she has a lot of shifts in her style, which, you know, in some ways, I think sometimes frustrated the critics who wanted to see this one sort of evolving, cohesive sort of style.
You know, when you have two siblings who are both talented in their own right, what makes one become famous and the other one doesn't?
Well, exposure. there wasn't the existence of color glossy magazines. There was no internet, no Instagram, no Pinterest. The only way you got to be known and out there in front of the public essentially was generally through the representation of a dealer or exhibitions. And at that time, most women, essentially nearly all, I'd say about Georgia is the only one who's exception here, women did not have essentially the access to gallery representation. It was pretty much so a man's game.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about her time, Ida's time in Texas, because she was an art teacher at Our Lady of the Lake University in San Antonio. And I wonder, you know, if what sort of work did she produce while she was here?
Well, the work that she produced in Texas, I have basically only one example.
Oh, wow.
I know of several other titles that exist, but I've only seen one, and it's a work that the DMA acquired a year ago, known as Stargazing in Texas.
Mm.
But at that moment in time, she had an incredibly heavy course load. She not only was teaching art courses, but also was teaching a textiles course for the home ec department, which was getting reaccredited that year. And so she had very little time for creating art. But the style that she was practicing in the summer of 38 probably had a great deal to do with the influence of regionalism that she was seeing a great deal of in the Midwest while she was in Missouri that summer. And the example in the exhibition is Ozark Lime Kiln, a nocturnal scene. And so the work that she does in Texas, which the DMA acquired last year, Stargazing in Texas, is also a nocturnal scene with this young woman standing on a promontory, the barn and the corral below with the horses and these two little boys rollicking around at her feet. But she's gazing up above her to the stars, and she's bathed in this moonlight. But the stars are these little tin and foil stars that are affixed to the upper molding of the frame itself.
Did they like each other, Georgia and Ida?
For many years they did. yes, well, you know, I mean, if you look at Georgia's correspondence back in the teens, and she speaks of Ida in very glowing terms, you know, writing to friends that, you know, my sister is here, she's like no one you've ever met before. She was always very fond of Ida. This is something that one can remark in the photos of the two sisters together that Stieglitz took in the fall of 1924. And Georgia, for the only time practically in her whole life, you'll see her, you know, full teeth smiles, laughing, and carrying on with her sister. Generally, when we see Georgia, it's always a very serious, stern look into the camera. And this is the absolute opposite. And everyone was just having a really great time that fall, of course. And so Stieglitz was doing what he called these foolish snapshots. And it was, you know, particularly a result of that particular fall just being such a really special and unusual one for everyone.
Wow. Sue, thank you for your time.
You're most welcome.
Sue Canterbury is the museum's associate curator of American art at the Dallas Museum of Art, where the exhibition Ida O'Keeffe, Escaping Georgia's Shadow, will be on display until February of 2019.